From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Another tax year, another chance to misrepresent ourselves to Uncle Sam. My partner and I, who've been together for 11 years, must file separately. As a same-sex couple, we can't get legally married, which means we can't file jointly. We own a home together, we each contribute to its maintenance and payment, but my partner, whose income is greater than mine, claims the entire mortgage because it makes more financial sense. I have a freelance business, but I don't claim my office receipts or expenses because I'd need to claim part of the mortgage for that. If you're married, you know it's hard to separate your shared expenses into neat little piles. How much do you each contribute to your mortgage? What if your combined medical expenses qualified you for a deductible, but separately they didn't? Wouldn't that be frustrating? Things got even more complicated when we had a baby. Even though both of us are on our son's birth certificate, only one of us can legally claim him on our taxes. I'm the child's genetic mother, but my partner claims him. So, in the eyes of the IRS, I'm a childless, single woman barely scraping by. I don't have a son, so the feds wouldn't know that my dip in income is because I'm now a stay-at-home mom. At least I qualify for an earned income credit. I know some married people might be thinking, what are you complaining about? You pay less in taxes. Whatever you think about gay marriage, you have to concede that something doesn't add up here. Same-sex couples are often told that marriage isn't just a right, it's a responsibility. And yet, the government won't let our family assume its tax responsibility or grant us the right to be recognized as a family. Next year, a new domestic partnership law takes effect in California. And get this, we'll be required by law to file as a couple in California and required by law to file separately to Uncle Sam. That's illegal. Don't get me wrong, I'm proud to live in a state that recognizes our permanent shared household status. But unless we can get legally married before then, next year we'll be doing more than bending the truth. With a perspective, this is Adrienne D'Angelo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.